Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Wednesday, May 22nd, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. The upcoming revival of Romeo and Juliet has found its venue and announced its dates. The production, which will star Kit Connor of the Netflix series Heartstopper, and Rachel Zegler, seen in the 2021 West Side Story film remake, will begin previews September 26th and open October 24th at the Circle in the Square Theater. Sam Gold is on tap to direct. Per Michael Paulson of the New York Times, this marks the 37th time Romeo and Juliet is being performed on Broadway. This take of the classic Shakespearean tragedy focuses more on the alienation of youth in a world of violent adults. Grammy winner Jack Antonoff has penned original incidental music, while Moulin Rouge choreographer Sonia Taya provides movement. Tickets go on sale to the general public tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Romeo and Juliet is slated to run through January 19th. The latest Broadway grosses were published today. It was pushed back by a day because of this week's Spring Road Conference, presented by the Broadway League, who typically releases the grosses. According to Broadway News, at the yearly conference, presenters, marketers, and advertising executives from across the country gather to discuss topics relevant to touring markets and Broadway shows. Traditionally, it has also provided Broadway shows an opportunity to market themselves as touring productions and to try to woo presenters, many of whom are Tony Awards voters, before the ballots are cast. Last week marked the 52nd and final week of a crazy, eventful 2023-2024 Broadway season. In its final week on Broadway, the musical Lempicka grossed over $588,000, playing to 97% capacity audiences at the Longacre Theater. A revival of Home by Sam Art Williams played its first three previews at the Todd Haymes Theater, grossing just over $66,000. Opening night is June 5th. Most shows saw their numbers rise last week. Hell's Kitchen finished in the top six grossers, taking in over $1,557,000 and playing to standing room audiences at the Schubert. Also seeing healthy rises last week on the newer side were Stereophonic, Illinois, Uncle Vanya, and The Great Gatsby. 15 of Broadway's 35 running shows grossed in the seven figures last week, while 25 of them played to at least 90% audiences. For the 2023-2024 season in total, 71 Broadway productions played at some point between May 22nd of 2023 and May 19th of 2024. 32 of them were holdovers from previous seasons, while the other 39 were new. In this last year, Broadway grossed $1,539,278,706. That total is down just 2.4% from the 2022-2023 season, but still down 17% from Broadway's last full pre-pandemic season, 2018-2019. Total attendance and seating capacity rose slightly compared to last season, and the average ticket price dropped over $3 to just over $125. It was announced this morning that Illinois would be releasing an original Broadway cast recording. A digital and streaming release is set for May 31st on Nonesuch Records. Information on a physical CD release will be coming soon. Two tracks from the indie folk ballet, based on a 2005 concept album by singer-songwriter Sufjan Stevens, have just dropped. Inside the District has a first listen of onstage vocalists Elijah Lyons, Shara Nova, and Tasha Vietz Van Leer performing the reprise of Chicago.
I drove to New York in a van with my friend. We slept in parking lots. I don't mind. I was in love with the place.
The full track, along with The Predatory Wasp of the Palisades is Out to Get Us, can be streamed right now on the Nonesuch YouTube channel. Catch Illinois through August 10th at the St. James Theater. And finally today, The Outsiders just released their original Broadway cast recording today on digital platforms. The 12-time Tony-nominated musical features a blues and Americana-tinted score by Justin Levine and Jamestown Revival. Inside the District has a first listen of Brody Grant and the full company performing the show's opening number, Tulsa 67. You can listen to the entire album right now wherever you stream music. A physical release will follow on July 12th. The Outsiders currently runs at the Bernard B. Jacobs Theater. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.